Dr. Tom with the radio ministry Beit Shuvah, House of Repentance. My wife Annette and I are pleased to announce the expansion of our radio ministry to include our first meeting open to the public. This is not a church service, nor is it intended to replace your usual worship service. Our first meeting will be this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. at America's Best Value in Longmont, Colorado. The address is 3815 Highway 119 at I-25 and Colorado 119, exit 240. Please join us.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
At the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Professor Stephen Baskerville, and he teaches at the Patrick Henry College in the East. He's a professor of government, but he's written a book called Taken into Custody that goes into the plight of men all across America, a plight that most people really don't understand. But there is a feminist movement in America that is intent upon destroying marriage. And many women become victims of this movement, being told that they're being exploited by their husbands, how terrible it is that they have to be mothers. And almost half of the marriages in the United States end up breaking up. And the vast majority of them, the wife decides she doesn't want to be married anymore, and certainly she's made a marriage vow, but she wants to find herself. She wants to prove who she is. And so often she leaves with the children, and then the husband is trapped in a legal system that has no precedent in all history. And, of course, if the husband objects to what happens in the court proceedings, why, he himself can get arrested. And suddenly he becomes totally subservient to lawyers and judges and social workers and people who have their own agenda, which is entirely different than the agenda of American society. And with that as a background, Stephen, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And you go ahead. You pick up the story because you can tell it far better than I can.
Well, what most people call divorce in this country has become a euphemism for a very authoritarian and repressive government machinery that confiscates people's children, confiscates everything they have, and really invades and takes control over their private life. This happens primarily through the family court system and through a huge government bureaucracies known as the social services agencies. And it's usually done under the guise of divorce or domestic violence or child protection or child support enforcement. These are the major abuses.
And, of course, really what happens is that, you know, for no reason or no fault of the husband, suddenly he becomes subservient to pay alimony and child support and the lawyer for his wife and, all the expenses that... That the wife can incur irreparable to the children, and the husband's literally forced to pay.
That's right.
And if he doesn't, why, he's going to end up perhaps even being put in prison because he's not paying. And sometimes, the alimony and the child support is just so oppressive, there's nothing left for the husband to live on.
Yes. It's quite shocking. It's really a system of government plunder. The government essentially plunders the father and sometimes the mother.
Right. So, but basically you go into the court system and how corrupt the court's system has become. No trial by jury. It's all administrative and you talk a little bit about that because you do it so well in the book.
Well, yes, it is. They're essentially bureaucratic courts. Jury trials are almost unheard of nowadays in family law proceedings. judges basically rule as they feel, as they see fit, with very little information, very few guidelines, very little control. They are beholden to a variety of interests, especially lawyers and psychotherapy practitioners, and a variety of forensic officials who hang around the courts and make money off them, and who control judges, who control the appointment and promotion of judges. So effectively, the judges have an obligation to funnel money to these lawyers and other officials, which they do by plundering, for the most part, the father and sometimes the mother. But they basically take all of the family assets.
And, of course, the lawyers, you know, will write letters back and forth to one another, charging $100 or $200 or $500 an hour. And, you know, and then the other lawyer replies, and the poor old father ends up having to pay for all of this.
That's right. Oh, yeah,
the lawyer, they call it no-fault divorce, but the father is always the one, or almost always the one, who ends up paying.
Yes, the... That's right. It's become, as I say, a euphemism. It's become, people hear these euphemisms, these jargon about divorce and child custody. But in fact, what it is a government machine, and it invades and it controls your private life.
And once you get stuck in the system, there seems to be no way out, and there's really no appeal. Can you appeal these decisions by the judge?
Well, appeals are very expensive, and they almost never have any bear any fruit. So very few. Very few families can, very few men can afford to appeal, and there's very little point in doing so.
But the real problem is this is all administrative. Everything, you know, is, you know, there's no concepts of the Constitution or the rights of the individual or innocent until proven guilty. They're all administrative decisions by an administrative judge.
That's right. These courts are really not concerned with justice, and in fact, they don't even pretend to be concerned with justice. They are concerned with, as they say, the best interest of the child, which essentially turns the courts into administrative agencies. As you say, they are not concerned with who's violated the law, who's violated a legal agreement. They're concerned with allocating children, with divvying up the children and the family assets. And it has nothing to do with whether you've done anything wrong in the eyes of the law. They just take your children and they take everything else you have, and they divide it up according to what they call the best interest of the child. It usually ends up being the best interest of the lawyers and the judges.
And really, do we have any idea how many men are trapped in this system? Because you actually had some, or you have in the past, had an organization for the fathers who are trapped in this system. Do we have any idea how prevalent this is?
Millions of parents, non-custodial parents who don't have children. We don't know exactly. The courts do not keep figures on this, although they could very easily. But the estimates are between 15 and 20 million, perhaps 25 million, non-custodial parents in this country. And there are some 24 million or so children growing up without their fathers.
And really, this has a tremendous impact on the child, doesn't it?
Oh, it has a huge impact, absolutely. It's well documented that growing up in homes without a father is the main predictor of social deviance. It's what causes children to get into trouble in terms of crime, substance abuse, truancy, and school failure, and so forth. Ask any policeman, ask any teacher. They'll tell you that is the most important.
All right, we're going to be back in just a few moments with Dr. Stephen Baskerville, talking about his book, Taken into Custody. Fascinating read. But yes, I'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceamanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceamanywaters.org. Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Stephen Baskerville. We're talking about his book, Taken into Custody. And it is really deals primarily with the situation of the fathers in this country whose wives have just picked up and left them. Half of the marriages in America are ending in a divorce today. Half of the marriages in America end up with divorce. And, of course, one of the points that Stephen makes in his book is you can take a child from an upper class, a very well-to-do white family, and if that child is a boy or girl is raised in a family without a father, their chance of getting into trouble is far better than that of a little black child raised in poverty with two parents. But if there are two parents in the home, certainly the race and the money available really doesn't matter. That child's got a lot better chance. I thought that was, to me, a shocking statistic.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It is. And what's even more shocking is the fact that the courts are creating these homes. These are not – what we're led to believe is that this is these single-parent homes, these fatherless homes, are the result of fathers abandoning their children. In fact, there is no evidence whatsoever that this is the case. They are being caused primarily by fathers being forcibly thrown out of their homes by family court judges.
And, of course, a lot of this has to do with this whole world feminist movement. Would you like to touch on that? Because feminism is probably one of the worst things that ever could have happened. And, of course, it began with Gloria Steinem. And, of course, there are questions as to who financed this whole thing. But you go ahead. What part does feminism play?
Well, feminism is the ideological force that is driving this. The feminists, the bar associations, are also involved in the psychotherapy industry, but essentially they've been commandeered by the radical extreme forms of feminism. The feminists were drafting no-fault divorce legislation as long ago as the 1940s. Feminists have been pushing divorce for over 100 years as a form of women's liberation. This is documented in Barbara Whitehead's book, The Divorce Culture. More recently, Judy Perico has shown how the feminists and the bar associations were drafting, especially the feminist sections of the bar associations, were drafting no-fault divorce laws in the 1940s. These are the laws that were subsequently enacted in the 1970s in the United States and virtually every Western democracy, which have precipitated this epidemic of fatherless children and criminalized large numbers of innocent parents.
And, basically, of course, what the feminist movement has done is actually encouraged divorce. And, of course, Stephen makes a very good point. I mean, there is no other contract that people can enter into other than marriage where it's perfectly all right to break the contract. I mean, you have a contract to buy your home. Why you want to break that contract? Why it was going to cost you something? And any contract, of course. You ordinarily are held to it, or But with divorce, it's no fault. They make it as easy as possible. And one person, you don't have to have two people to break the contract. One person can break the contract.
That's right. And one person can force the consequences of breaking the contract on the party that remains faithful to the contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's the really shocking thing.
So what
courts effectively reward the parent who breaks the contract. They reward divorce. They essentially bribe parents into divorcing. Whoever divorces first wins, gets everything.
Right. What's the solution, Stephen? You paint a bleak picture of the lot of the father, and I think it's a very, very realistic picture, because I know of the people who've been through this tragic situation. But what's the solution?
Well, the solution is a number of things. First of all, we need a dialogue about this. We need more media treatments of this, like you're doing today, and we need more of the media, more of the mainstream media, to get involved and expose precisely what is going on here, so people know what happens when they get involved in divorce, what happens when they get involved in having children, what happens when they marry, what the implications are of this. And I think once that happens, once there's widespread awareness of what's going on here, there will be an outcry when people refuse to marry, refuse to have children. I think that will have to force change. Beyond that, we need to debate some specific public policy issues. We need to debate shared parenting so that both parents are involved with their children after divorce. We need to debate the child support system to determine exactly under what circumstances your children can be taken away from you and you can be forced to pay for children that you've never failed to support in your own home. And under what circumstances an obligation can be imputed to a citizen, a parent, without that parent having done anything to incur the obligation. We need to debate the domestic violence laws and restore due process so that people know that what we hear about domestic violence is really just a kind of part of the divorce industry. And the due process of law has essentially been suspended when it comes to domestic violence accusations. The same is true of child abuse accusations. We need to people need to know that child abuse is not adjudicated as violent crime. It is adjudicated. It is not sometimes not adjudicated at all. Sometimes just the judgment of social workers. That mere accusations are treated as a fact, and that you can lose your children without any evidence, without any jury trial, that you've done anything wrong. These courts and these social service agencies are running rampant over people's rights, and we need to have debates over these things. We need the media to get involved and expose these abuses.
But the media doesn't seem to want to get involved and doesn't want to expose the abuses.
Well, they're doing it more and more. I mean, I've done quite a number of radio interviews here since my book has come out. And I'm expecting to do quite a lot more. So we just need to be more vocal and more forceful and more bold and force the media to do so. Citizens listening to this should call up their local media, and they should call the demand that they treat this subject. I think it was yesterday or the day before, one of the presidential candidates, Mitt Romney, was confronted with one of these questions, with the question of domestic violence and federal funding for domestic violence and whether he supported this mechanism for breaking up families. Earlier in the year, John McCain was confronted with this question during his campaign in Iowa, I believe. So this has hit millions of citizens. Tens of millions of citizens are affected by this. I believe every family in America virtually is affected by this. And the more all we need is to speak out and be bold about this. And I think there will be an outpouring of support for anyone who begins to speak out and criticize what's going on.
Well, now, of course, you mentioned federal funding for this, because, of course, federal funding is one of the major culprits in this whole tragic story. And certainly we know that as far as taking children away from families, there's federal funding, there's federal subsidies for any social service department that is able to take children away from families in the name of child abuse. And one reason so many children are whisked away from their families for feigned child abuse or imagined child abuse or non-existent child abuse is because they're federal subsidies. Would you like to discuss this concept of federal subsidies actually encouraging the efforts to break down the family?
Yes, we have this principle, and it's really become a myth, that family law is a state and local matter that's handled by state governments. This is a principle because there is no constitutional justification for the federal government to be involved in family law. And yet it has become a myth. Most of the family law system is federally funded. The domestic violence industry is funded by the Violence Against Women Act, a massive federal law funded between $4 and $5 billion a year, that pays law enforcement officials to essentially bribes local law enforcement officials and local governments to suspend due process of law when it comes to any kind of domestic violence accusations. This has been going on for a dozen years now. It's quite obvious that these domestic violence accusations are used. It's well documented in law journals that these domestic violence accusations are used to gain custody, to gain advantage in divorce cases. And yet Congress continues to fund this, and the President signed the law this year, again renewed it last year, reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act. Since the 1970s, child abuse social workers have been federally funded. This gives them an incentive to find child abuse wherever they can, to fabricate child abuse accusations, to exaggerate child abuse accusations, to create the circumstances where child abuse is common. So when you fund something, you get more of it. When you subsidize something, it proliferates. And when the federal government funds these things, it proliferates on a mass national scale. And that's what's going on here. Families are being broken up forcibly by these courts, often with thinly veiled accusations of domestic violence or child abuse. The child support system is another one. The child support system is also federally funded. I document this in my recent article in the current issue of the Independent Review, how the child support system is a federally driven welfare measure that acts as a subsidy on middle-class divorce now. It was supposed to be originally child support. Federal child support was intended as a way of recovering welfare costs. It has since become a subsidy on divorce. A middle-class divorcing mother can look at a child support schedule and find out exactly how much tax-free windfall she will get by filing for divorce. It's effectively a kind of bribe on mothers to divorce and a way of plundering fathers. So it's all federally driven. The whole divorce industry is federally driven, and there's no constitutional justification for it whatsoever.
And I think that is what is so vitally important. There is no constitutional basis for this federal effort to destroy the family. It really is a federally subsidized effort to destroy the family, and you have to ask yourself, why in heaven's name would anybody want to do that? And yet if you understand the family is the basic building block of society, and there are people who want to destroy our society, why first it, well, that certainly could be one explanation, and America and the American family is certainly under attack today. Well, you know, certainly as you read through the book and the points that Stephen makes, one of them he makes is this concept of the deadbeat dad. We hear over and over again about the deadbeat dad, but that really isn't really a fair appraisal of most of the fathers, is it?
No, that's right. Most of the so-called deadbeat dads are simply law-abiding, loving fathers whose children have been taken away from them. And they've been assigned impossible child support burdens that they can't possibly pay. There's never been any discussion in this country as to under what circumstances your children can be taken away from you in the first place, under what circumstances you can be forced to pay the government ostensibly for the support of your children when you've never failed to support your children in your own home to begin with. There's never been any debate about how much child support is a reasonable level, how much you can be forced to pay, why men are being forced to pay half or two-thirds or three-quarters of their salary. In some cases, we have documentation of child support awards that exceed a man's salary. There's virtually no limit as to how much a judge can order in child support. Thousands and thousands of dollars a month can be ordered in child support, more than you earn. The judge can impute income to you. They can say that you should be making more money, and they can force you to pay child support based on how much money they say you should be earning. And they can do this without any economic data or any economic expertise whatsoever. They can put add-ons for child care. They can add things on for daycare. They can add things on for health insurance. They can add these so-called add-ons, add-ons for daycare, add-ons for health insurance, add-ons for horseback riding, add-ons for roller skating. They can do this all the time with no justification whatsoever. So there's no limit whatsoever as to how much you can be forced to pay in child support, even if you've never agreed to the divorce or given grounds for the divorce in the first place. So, again, this is nothing but the government plundering innocent people, looting fathers, and using their children as an excuse to do it.
And this idea that one person can walk away from the marriage and then force the other person to do all sorts of things is just grossly unfair. The father may not want the divorce at all.
Well, it's more than unfair. It's a repressive and unjust system that is violating our system of constitutional government.
And again, of course, it's flourishing all across America today. Well, our our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you would like to call in, our guest is Professor Stephen Baskerville, Professor of Government at Patrick Henry. Is it Patrick Henry College?
That's right, Patrick Henry College.
And, of course, he is has written this book, Taken into Custody, which is a fascinating read, and it really deals with one part of this whole child abuse industry that's grown up, that has given social workers tremendous power over other people's lives. And would you like to talk a little bit about that? I mean, certainly the social worker becomes the intermediary here, and what they say seems to go almost to be the law itself.
Well, that's right. Social workers have become effectively plainclothes police. In fact, this is pointed out by Susan Orr. Susan Orr is currently the head of the, she directs the federal agency, the Child.
Hold on, Tom. We'll be right back in just a moment, and we do have a caller, and we'll invite others.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago. And we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
And back here, our guest is Professor Stephen Baskerville. His book, Taken into Custody, and I know that this affects a lot of people out there in the listening audience. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And we have a caller. Is it Don?
Hello?
Hi. What was your name?
My name is David.
David. Okay, David.
Yeah.
Did you have a question or comment on the subject?
Oh, just a comment, obviously. I paid child support for 14 years. I got laid off from a high-tech job back in 2001, and Colorado was the second worst state in the union after Texas. Basically, it's about money. It's not about child support or anything else, is from what I can see. I've gone back to try to get my license back. I basically told them, give me a red license, give me an ankle bracelet. I don't really care. Have a cop sit in the car with me. But without a car, I can't do what I used to do. I used to make six figures. Now I barely make $1,200 a month because I have no license.
Well, I mean, did they take away your driver's license or what?
Yes. If you can't pay child support, it was the federal government made that happen, basically.
And I don't blame you at all for being bitter about this thing, David. It is just so incomprehensible what they're doing.
Well, they're communists. Unfortunately, I go through the People's Republic of Boulder, and basically, as far as I'm concerned, it's, you know, everything that I've seen. My daughter has medical issues. They handed me a book that was written in 1970, and I sarcastically made an observation that in court that, you know, do you think medical technology might have changed between then and now? I listen to your show regularly, almost every single day, and a lot of what I've seen from the medical industry and stuff like that, I was a medic in the military, it's just proven in the child support arena. Let's drug the kids, let's not do anything to actually try to solve the problems. You know, it's about money.
How old is your daughter now?
Excuse me?
How old is your daughter?
She's about 16 right now.
Okay. David, pardon me, Stephen, do you have any comment to make at all on what David's saying?
Well, this is very common, actually. Yes, they take away your driver's license if you can't pay the child support, which, of course, makes it impossible for you to earn a living. It also makes it impossible for you to see your children. And you can't pay child support. So, they're creating criminals. There's no two ways about it. These agencies are in the business of trying to turn you into a criminal. It is obviously self-defeating. It is obviously impossible. They take away professional licenses as well, so you can't earn a living as an accountant or a lawyer or whatever. So it's absurd. This is nothing but a police state measures.
Yes, that's true.
Well, David, is there anything else you'd like to say before we let you go? I sympathize with you completely.
I could go on for hours. I actually found there was a symposium in Boston, I believe it was in 2001, that dealt with this issue. And people from their side of the fence actually showed that the system was broken. I actually printed that paperwork out and took it to court. They looked at it, and it was obvious that as soon as I walked out of the courtroom, it was going to get thrown in the trash because they don't believe it. You know, and I did computer systems for over 20 years, and because of what I've done, it's reality. If it doesn't work, it must be broken, and it needs to be fixed.
Sure.
The system doesn't operate that way, the legal system. It operates on things like stare decisis, which is basically the judge who in the past made some decision based on whatever information he had at the time. And I find things like that ludicrous because, you know, technology changes, mores change and things like that. And to not go back and reevaluate things, you know, it's just I don't understand the logic in the legal system.
If you understand it's not to be logical, it is to destroy our society. It really all makes sense. Hey, David, you have our sympathy. God bless you, and I'm going to let Stephen get his website out here.
I've heard of Dr. Baskerville before. I've read of his stuff on the Internet and stuff like that, and I congratulate him on his work.
You do everything you can to help him and help us get the work out, because this is simply part of the effort to destroy our society. They're doing a great job.
Oh, I tell every single person I run into, and I have friends of mine to tell me to shut up, and I'm like, no, This is, as far as I'm concerned, I'm at war, and every person that I know will find out about what happened to me. Maybe not in great detail. At least most of my anger has left. But, you know, it's insane.
Okay, God bless you, David. I understand.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
And Stephen, would you like to get your website out there? Because I think there are a lot of people out there. And incidentally, our number is 970-689-8255. We do have at least one caller, but before we go to the caller, let's get your web page out there.
My website is stephenbaskerville.net. That's
Stephen with a PH, StephenBoskerville.net.
StephenBoskerville.net, and that's an STEPHEN. And let me tell you that we did a program with Stephen last night, and we had a board full of calls, and I think we have right now. Who's the next caller?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to add a little bit to this. I don't know all of Stephen's circumstances. He may have been paying child support all along and then lost his job. But I have an ex-husband who didn't give me one red penny for 16 years. I was divorced by the time my daughter was two. He did everything he possibly could. He'd switch the juxtaposition, the middle two numbers of the last four digits of his Social Security number. He had a last name like Taylor. So at one time there were 13 of his first names, middle initial, Taylor, in the state of Colorado. I don't know how this guy got his driver's license taken away. They promised to do it for 6 years for my ex and never did. But when they finally did, he just moved out of state, and then they didn't even chase him after that.
All right,
and my income was low. I probably could have qualified for welfare, but I don't believe in welfare. We went without no vacations, no fancy clothes, no new car, nothing.
Okay, Stephen, how would you respond to our caller?
Well, I can't comment about cases that I don't know anything about, and especially I can't comment about people who are not present to defend themselves. The question I might ask is, what did this man do to deserve losing his children in the first place? In other words, why is he not allowed to take care of his children in his own home?
We got divorced. He didn't have anything to do with my daughter. He saw her maybe twice in 16 years. He didn't want nothing to do with her. He knew if he came around.
Well, was he the one who filed the divorce?
Well, he was out committing adultery, but I was the one who filed the papers.
Okay. And this is because of adultery on his part?
Yes.
All right.
That's a different matter, yes. That's an entirely different matter, I agree.
And he just married the next one and moved on. Never came to see my daughter. She has a lot of emotional problems from it, but that's not the point. The point here was child support, wasn't it?
Right.
And I'm not sure that taking their driver's license is the way to do it if you want a man to get to work.
Amen to that.
But on the other hand, this fellow in Boulder could probably move out, sell his house, and make buku money over there. I know what those houses go for over in Boulder. Live in a little bit in an area that's a little bit less expensive. And I don't know. You know, I've known couples that were divorced, didn't have enough money to separate, so they ended up living together, but at least the kids were taken care of.
Yeah, they sure.
But the
and
Social
the
Service
the
Department is a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. God bless. Bye-bye. And, of course, the whole situation of breaking up a marriage and adultery and, you know, all of these are tragic situations, increasingly prevalent.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing, Medicaid, and Medicare available.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
And we're talking about his book, Taken Into Custody. And we have another caller. Who's calling in? Do we have another caller? But you can see the emotion that is involved in, on both sides of the discussion, you know, and sometimes as far as the wife is concerned, but of course, the tragedy is that the marriages are breaking down, that men are being adulterous, that they're not accepting the responsibility that they have when they get married. And, of course, this gets into the pornography industry and the lack of moral values and the forgetting that when you get married, and specifically if you get married in the church and the minister, you know, gets each of you to make a pledge to God to stay together until death do us part. And one of the big problems of today is people don't understand their relationship to one another, their relationship to God. And until people get back to the fact that this is a covenant before God, and it's not a covenant that can be broken, I changed my mind, I fell out of love. You know, you can't do that because there are children involved. And really, because so many people and even the churches today minimize the importance of the marriage contract, why I think we're seeing the tragedy we are. How do you feel about that, Stephen?
Well, I think that's true. The churches have a lot to answer for because they have not enforced their own sacrament or their own ordinances. They marry people. And then when the couple comes along and says, look what the government did, the government's just abrogated my marriage. The government dissolved my marriage contract, and the churches say, that's a terrible thing. I'm so sorry about that. That's awful about it. But they don't do anything to defend their own ordinances, the marriages which they consecrate. And this is very wrong.
And first, really, the church should be the bulwark of our society. And unfortunately, most of our churches are 501c3 government agencies. A great tragedy of today. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. And this is so prevalent in our society, and certainly then the husband is put into a totally defensive position. Of course, if he takes off and flees to another state, of course, the government... Does the government track the people down from state to state?
Oh, yes.
And how often are they taking away the driver's licenses? Is this a fairly standard procedure?
I'm sorry?
Taking away the driver's license.
Yeah, I don't know how often that happens now.
But certainly that is devastating.
It's very common.
As far as the individual, as far as the father is concerned, because... How does he get to work?
Exactly. He doesn't get to work. He's a permanent criminal.
And I was just talking to a gentleman last night who was telling me about a physician that had got into a divorce situation. And they were taking so much of his money, he didn't have enough money to live on. He just went off and just quit his medical practice and went off and lived in another state until... he eventually was able to renegotiate some sort of an agreement with his wife, but in the meantime, his practice was destroyed. His patients were without a doctor, and certainly this could be repeated literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of times across America today.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen, you know, other than certainly trying to get media attention, don't you think one of the most important things would be to get the federal subsidies, which are driving this whole thing, repealed?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's very important. The federal subsidies must be ended.
I don't think that most people understand that the federal government is subsidizing this this whole movement, not only as far as the divorce courts are concerned, but as far as the taking children away from families.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch
that. I mean, I don't think most people understand the devastating part that the federal government and their federal subsidies play in perpetuating the breakup of the family, taking children away from the families, and such, et cetera.
Oh, that's absolutely right. The federal government has become, we are all subsidizing family breakup through our taxes, all of us.
And I really think that this is such an important issue, is the federal subsidies for the child abuse industry. And until people understand that, how much are they putting out every year? Do we have any idea?
I'm sorry?
How much money is the federal government out now to break up families?
Well, the child support system is losing about $3 billion a year. So that's how much we're subsidizing that. We're actually subsidizing it more than that, but that's how much the net loss is to taxpayers. The Violence Against Women Act is funded about between $4 and $5 billion a year. The child abuse is also funded heavily. I'm not quite sure the recent figures on that. Billions of dollars we're spending to break up families.
What is this violence against women? How does the federal subsidies work into that?
Well, again, this is a federal measure which pays state governments basically ostensibly for domestic violence. What it ends up doing is acting as a subsidy effectively it pays states to violate due process of law. They pay local governments, local law enforcement agencies. They pay them generous amounts of money for things like they call re-education of judges or re-education of police, basically to indoctrinate police into feminist propaganda about the nature of domestic violence. That domestic violence is perpetrated always by men against women, which is not true. That fathers are guilty of domestic violence, which is not true. The fathers are the main protectors of children, and the safest place for children we know is in an intact family, and the safest place for women is in an intact family. So it's a massive federal propaganda campaign that is used for very questionable purposes. Destructive purposes.
How can people get copies of your book?
They can go to my website, StephenBaskerville.net, and click on the book's cover, or they can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and type in Taken Into Custody, The War Against Fathers, Marriage, and the Family.
Well, thank you so much, Stephen. I've appreciated your being with us on three of our programs. God bless you. And I hope that what we've done will help to dramatize this great tragedy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith,
Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th, also featuring the Inner Court Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the KHNC radio station. Call the radio station for more information at 970-587-5175.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. If you can't enjoy something that is that tragic. But believe me, we get stories like this over and over again. And the human tragedy that's out there as a result of the breakdown of our court system and the corruption of our society and the destruction of marriage is really heart-rending. Well, this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is listener-supported. And if you're interested in helping us as we reach out 5 hours every day on other radio stations and other networks, we're so grateful to be on this network, but we do have two other networks that we work with, and we're just trying to educate people about these very real problems. But behind them, of course, is the spiritual forces that are wreaking their vengeance and trying to destroy Christian civilization. And when you understand that, this whole incredible, impossible story begins to make some sense. So certainly, if you'd like to go to our website, radioliberty.com. If you'd like to get in touch with our ministry, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Where do you go to begin to understand what's going on? My book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, you can see the DVD from which the book came up on our website at radioliberty.com, and just click on videos, and you can watch my Brotherhood of Darkness DVD there. We've never changed it because it says about everything that needs to be said. We do have a more dramatic or prolonged a version of the story and the secrets of the Illuminati, the talk we gave for the Prophecy Club with a lot more documentation. But the one that's up on the internet, the Brotherhood of Darkness, is fine. Or get the book. You need the book because it has all the references, so you can check out to see if we might not be telling you the truth. And then you need to get my talk, The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. And going along with that there's a syllabus. And then to understand how this all fits into what's going on today, we have a four CD set called The Secret Behind the Secret. The Secret Behind the Secret. And you'll find that indeed is fascinating. It goes into Rhonda Byrne's book and DVD that have sold literally millions of copies, introducing people to this ancient secret that's been passed down through the centuries. And there really is a secret that's been passed down through the centuries, and that's covered in my talk, The Forbidden Secret. Then certainly you'd want to get the very professionally done DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, or Riddles in Stone, and we're in both of those, but only a very, very minor presentation. But they both give you insight into the fact that there really are secret societies. And there really are people who've sworn blood oaths to change our society. And you really need to know about them and understand what's going on today. So that is The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and certainly Riddles in Stone. And then let me suggest the DVD that we produced on the Atlantis Connection. You see, there are people who want America to become the new Atlantis, and that's why we're fighting over in Iraq today. We're fighting over there because America's to lead the world into the new world order, new world religion, with a new world leader. So until tomorrow at the same time, please pray for America, pray for Radio.